My newness to parliamentary procedure almost caused me to commence my contribution to the debate with a breach of the standing orders. But thankfully, I have a very experienced colleague in the member for Soufré who was able to explain to me beforehand that the chant "Aouche" is not necessarily permissible in this chamber, and therefore, Mr. Speaker, I will not preface my contribution to the debate with the chant "Aouche." Mr. Speaker, there are a few titles that have been bestowed upon me ever since I entered the political arena roughly 8 months ago. Front runner, endorsed candidate, candidate, member of parliament, minister, etc. Some are still being used today, while others have lost their relevance. Of the lot, Mr. Speaker, none has ever triggered a greater sense of pride and humility than when I'm referred to as the parliamentary representative for Denry North. Mr. Speaker, I was born in the community of Denry Riviere in the Denry North constituency. I have lived there all my life, and it is with a deep sense of homegrown pride that I rise in this Honourable House to support the estimates as presented by the Honourable Prime Minister and Minister for Finance. For the first time in this Honourable House, today presents yet another opportunity, Mr. Speaker, for me to express my gratitude to the people of Denry North for having reposed their confidence in my ability to serve them and serve them well in the Parliament of our beloved country, St. Lucia. Mr. Speaker, had I been privy to the estimates when I addressed the National Youth Awards ceremony last week, I would have made the bold declaration then to the youth in attendance and also to those who were watching on television. I would have told them, Mr. Speaker, based on the contents of the estimates, that better days are here. Mr. Speaker, the estimates of expenditure before this Parliament is yet another demonstration of the formidable intellectual, political and economic attributes of the Prime Minister and Minister for Finance. Attributes that have distinguished him as one of the best ever leaders in Caribbean history and arguably the most celebrated and respected in contemporary West Indian politics. Against the backdrop of much uncertainty in the global economy, Mr. Speaker, the Minister for Finance was able to maneuver with tremendous skill and dexterity to craft the best possible budget in the circumstances. Mr. Speaker, I need to make the admission early that the estimates interest me on two fronts. Firstly, as the Minister for Youth Development and Sports, and secondly, and perhaps more importantly, as the parliamentary representative for Denry North, a constituency which requires a significant injection of resources. From what I've been able to discern, Mr. Speaker, it appears that no minister will ever be fully satisfied with his or her allocation. No parliamentary representative will ever be fully satisfied with his or her allocation. But being a minister, Mr. Speaker, or a parliamentary representative comes with a tremendous responsibility, in that you must have the capacity to objectively examine the prevailing economic circumstances of the country and the need to maneuver within the confines of not what you want, but instead what is available, what the country can afford. Mr. Speaker, my ministry, the Ministry of Youth Development and Sports, has been allocated $14.23 million. Honestly, Mr. Speaker, I wanted more. But in the context of the economic difficulties that confront the country at present, I understand the rationale for the amount that has been recommended. But frankly, Mr. Speaker, as I stated earlier, I wanted more. Mr. Speaker, we are a new ministry, and a new ministry must be staffed adequately in order to effectively execute its mandate. I see in the estimates, Mr. Speaker, 26 positions have been funded, and this is the configuration, the staff configuration of the Ministry of Youth Development and Sports as contained on page 457 of the estimates. One permanent secretary, one director of youth and sports, one administrative assistant, one human resource officer, one accountant, one assistant accountant, one accounts clerk, one admin secretary, two office or department secretaries, two office clerks, one driver, two physical education specialists, two full-time coaches, and nine youth and sports officers. In-house, Mr. Speaker, we are expected to complement the 26 funded positions with assistance from the National Lotteries Authority. The 14.23 million of $14,229,800 that has been allotted to the Ministry of Youth Development and Sports, Mr. Speaker, is broken down as follows. Recurrent expenditure, $4,967,300. Capital expenditure, $9,262,500. Mr. Speaker, my ministry also has a vested interest in a few heads and line items, though not belonging to us. We believe these can seriously complement the program of our ministry. They include the Youth Agri-Entrepreneurial Project, as contained on page 5 of the estimates, to the tune of $1,150,174. The Youth Empowerment Program, page 509 of the estimates, $500,000. The Development of the Creative Industries, $2.5 million. And NICE, Mr. Speaker, the National Initiative to Create Employment, $35 million, of which, Mr. Speaker, we expect a sizable chunk to be apportioned to address the chronic youth unemployment situation that confronts St. Lucia today. Mr. Speaker, of the capital expenditure amount of $9,262,500, we are expected to undertake a number of projects in a number of areas. That amount is broken down as follows. Youth development, $1,175,000. The establishment and upgrading of playing fields, $2 million. Sports equipment, or the procurement of sports equipment, $200,000. Upgrading of multipurpose courts, $950,000. Upgrading of national sports facilities, $1.5 million. Sports for All program, $200,000. The Elite Athletes Program, $300,000. Lighting of recreational facilities, $2,300,000. The National Coaching Development Program, $542,000. And Mr. Speaker, also included in the capital estimates is a vehicle for the new Ministry of Youth Development and Sports to the tune of $95,500, resulting, Mr. Speaker, in the total that I previously quoted of $9,262,500. Mr. Speaker, under the Youth Development Program, my ministry welcomes the allocation of the $1,175,000. This will go a long way, Mr. Speaker, in ensuring that the youth or the youth development component of the ministry or of the portfolio no longer exists in the shadows of sports. For too long, Mr. Speaker, the emphasis as it relates to youth development and sports has been placed solely on sports. An allocation of $1,175,000 will, Mr. Speaker, allow my ministry to provide much needed assistance to church groups, youth groups, and very importantly, Mr. Speaker, the uniform groups. We are committed as a government and a ministry, Mr. Speaker, to ensure that we support the uniform groups to see that they re-emerge in a manner that they existed some years ago. The Girl Guides will be getting assistance under this particular program, the Boy Scouts, the Cadets, and so on. Mr. Speaker, also with the allocation of $1,175,000 to youth development, we should be able, Mr. Speaker, to revise the National Youth Policy. This policy document, Mr. Speaker, needs revision, and in the near future, assistance will be sought from the Commonwealth Youth Programme to implement a comprehensive consultative process with a view, Mr. Speaker, to ensuring that we have a document that serves the best interest of the young people of St. Lucia. Mr. Speaker, unemployment among young people in St. Lucia is alarmingly high, and the Ministry of Youth Development and Sports will commit a substantial amount of what has been allotted to youth development towards the formulation of aggressive and proactive approaches with a view to reducing the alarmingly high unemployment figures among young persons in our country. Also, Mr. Speaker, on the youth development, we are going to focus on issues such as nutrition, because we have realized that young persons across St. Lucia have serious problems when it comes to eating right and eating what is healthy. We're going to pay attention to issues of self-esteem, hygiene, life skills, leadership, goal setting, teamwork, and other related areas. And we're expecting, Mr. Speaker, to collaborate with other agencies such as the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Agriculture in order to accomplish this particular objective. Mr. Speaker, I'm aware that I have only 1 hour to articulate the position of my ministry as it relates to the estimates, and so I will quickly move on to sports. One of the first programs, Mr. Speaker, that will be executed on the sports is the establishment and upgrading of playing fields. And as I mentioned earlier, this is funded or will be funded to the tune of $2 million. Several of our playing fields, Mr. Speaker, as I speak, need urgent upgrading and will receive attention this financial year. Mr. Speaker, the $2 million represents 100% increase over what was promised the previous year. The general condition, as I said, Mr. Speaker, of our playing fields leave much to be desired. And as I drive across the country, Mr. Speaker, I see a number of abundant playing fields in constituencies represented by members on both sides of the House. And I want to give the House, Mr. Speaker, through you, my most solemn of assurances that there will be no discrimination in the allocation of resources as it relates to playing field rehabilitation in the communities across St. Lucia. Mr. Speaker, yes, and that will be done through the parliamentary representatives, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, there are a number of playing fields to be touched under this particular program. Foremost among them is the Larissus playing field in the Denry North constituency. The Grand Ravine playing field, Mr. Speaker, in the Denry North constituency. The Anstlery playing field, the Philip Masley grounds, the Fonasso playing field, the Marshall grounds, the Monrepo playing field, that is the Wen playing field in Monrepo, the Lafarge playing field, the playing fields in Labrie, and Mr. Speaker, Bexon, among others. Yes, Mr. Speaker, the Bexon playing field will be given some attention under this program. Mr. Speaker, under the program sports equipment, as I alluded to earlier, $200,000 has been provided for this. This is the same amount as what was made available last year. In the circumstances, I believe, Mr. Speaker, that this is a fair allocation. And I believe that my ministry, with this amount, will be able to respond to the equipment needs of the sportsmen and sportswomen of our country. Mr. Speaker, upgrading of multipurpose courts, $950,000. The $950,000, Mr. Speaker, in the estimates, represents a marked improvement over the proposed $500,000 of last year's estimates, of which, Mr. Speaker, I've been reliably informed, less than half was made available. Mr. Speaker, the Larissus Court, Mr. Speaker, is in need of work and will be touched under this particular program. The court in Bellevue, in Viewfort North, Mr. Speaker, will also be touched under this program. The court in Viewfort South, Grosjean, and Anstlery, among others, will receive assistance, Mr. Speaker, under the upgrading of multipurpose courts. And as I said, this is funded to the tune of $950,000. Mr. Speaker, I move on to the program of upgrading of national sports facilities. Under this program, Mr. Speaker, there is an estimated amount of $1.5 million in the estimates. This represents a sizable increase over last year's $600,000. Mr. Speaker, this amount will be spent in large measure, Mr. Speaker, to undertake remedial work at the George Odlum National Stadium, the Bosejo Cricket Ground, the Mindu Philip Park, Philip Masley, and the VG Sports Complex. Mr. Speaker, the Sports for All program was retained in the 2012-2013 estimates, and this program is funded to the tune of $200,000. It represents, Mr. Speaker, 100% more than what was made available last year. This is a program, Mr. Speaker, that I believe is of great importance, not just to the sportsmen and sportswomen of this country, but to all St. Lucians, irrespective of profession, political affiliation, or your social disposition in our country. This program, Mr. Speaker, or through this program, we will encourage a Keep Fit program. As you know, Mr. Speaker, we have a serious battle on our hands as a country as it relates to non-communicable diseases. And if, Mr. Speaker, we can get St. Lucians to actively partake in sporting activities or to make exercise part of their routine, Mr. Speaker, I think we will go a long way in ensuring that some of the monies we pay, not just to hospitals locally, but abroad, Mr. Speaker, will significantly be reduced, providing that they respond to our need to exercise and get involved in physical activity. Mr. Speaker, this program will encompass all pockets of St. Lucia, from Grosjean in the north to Viewfort in the south. And again, Mr. Speaker, we will seek the collaboration of agencies such as the Ministry of Health in order to execute that particular objective. Mr. Speaker, The elite athletes program was also retained in the estimates, and that too, Mr. Speaker, is funded to the tune of $300,000. The elite athletes program, Mr. Speaker, a program for which I think, Mr. Speaker, or a program that was conceived by the previous administration, and it is a program that I support, Mr. Speaker. It was conceived to provide support to those athletes who demonstrate the potential, Mr. Speaker, to become elite in their respective disciplines. The program will also provide support, Mr. Speaker, to current elite athletes to allow them to compete in regional and international competition, at the same time bringing much needed pride and joy to our nation. Under this particular program, Mr. Speaker, the Elite Athletes Program, we will provide coaching support to those athletes. We're going to make psychological support services available to them, and literally, Mr. Speaker, provide support in any other area that has the potential to affect their performances as the best athletes in our country. Mr. Speaker, we have a new program in the estimates on the youth development and sports, or what used to be youth and sports, and that is the National Coaching Development Program. And I must make the admission here, Mr. Speaker, that this program is really the brainchild of the Honorable Prime Minister. It is a new initiative, Mr. Speaker, and my ministry, Mr. Speaker, believes that coaching is a very critical component of sport. I believe the time has come, Mr. Speaker, with the creation of a ministry conceived specifically to deal with the issues of youth and sports. The time has come, Mr. Speaker, for us to put an end to the ad hoc manner in which we introduce young people to sports, particularly at the school level. Mr. Speaker, we're going to implement proper coaching programs in the schools and the communities. And we're going to expose our youngsters, Mr. Speaker, as I said, to the rudiments of the various disciplines at an earlier age as possible. Mr. Speaker, my ministry plans to expand the existing cadre of coaches in the system to include a wider cross-section of sporting disciplines. Central issues, Mr. Speaker, or central rather, to the issue of coaching is the need, Mr. Speaker, to engender a new philosophy whereby the aim, Mr. Speaker, is not to produce athletes just for local competition, but to produce world-class sportsmen and sportswomen. We need to more effectively, Mr. Speaker, engage our outstanding sports personalities like Laverne Spencer, Mr. Speaker, Darren Sammy, Johnson Charles, Gary Mafre, Sheldon Emmanuel, Davin Edward, Zephrinus Joseph, among others, Mr. Speaker, to ensure, Mr. Speaker, that those individuals can go to the coaches, the primary schools, Mr. Speaker, the secondary schools, the various communities to impart their knowledge, Mr. Speaker, to the up and coming stars of tomorrow. And I believe, Mr. Speaker, with an allocation of more than $500,000 for this program, we will also, Mr. Speaker, there will also be a case made, Mr. Speaker, for former national players to be recruited and lend assistance. Mr. Speaker, lighting of recreational facilities, funded, as I said earlier, to the tune of $2,300,000. This represents the most significant increase under any program or head for my ministry. Mr. Speaker, when I assumed the portfolio of youth development and sports a few months ago, it was drawn to my attention that quite a few lighting projects were ongoing at the time. But Mr. Speaker, strangely and sadly, there was no documentation in-house to point to any of the projects that were ongoing. Mr. Speaker, under the lighting program, my ministry was virtually left in the dark. My ministry, Mr. Speaker, will continue the playing field electrification program started by the previous government, so as to increase the level of participation by individuals who, for work or other reasons, Mr. Speaker, find it difficult to engage during the daytime. In this new dispensation, Mr. Speaker, we will resort to an approach that addresses the existing disparity, Mr. Speaker, where a significant majority of the currently lit playing fields, Mr. Speaker, are in the north of the country. The north of the country, Mr. Speaker. And as I said, Mr. Speaker, during my address at last year's Sports Awards ceremony, this cannot be right. And as a consequence, Mr. Speaker, my ministry, the Ministry of Youth Development and Sports, will ensure a more equitable, Mr. Speaker, that's the word, a more equitable distribution of lighting resources in the months ahead. As such, Mr. Speaker, due consideration will be given in order of priority to the Larissus playing field in the Mabuya Valley, the Anslery playing field, the Marshall Grounds, the Lafag playing field, Mr. Speaker, and of course the Philip Masley Grounds in Beaufort South. Sufre got lights that were turned on just before the elections, so you don't have a light in need at the moment. The Philip Masley Grounds, Mr. Speaker, will be rehabilitated to a level, Mr. Speaker, where it can serve as a viable alternative, Mr. Speaker, to the Boseju Cricket Ground and the George Odlum National Stadium, if circumstances dictate that we need an alternative facility to cover for this, Mr. Speaker, for these two facilities. Mr. Speaker, on the grants and contributions, as was the case, Mr. Speaker, last year, 27 local youth organizations will receive a subvention from the government, and that will total, Mr. Speaker, $250,000, or $250,000. 29 local sports organizations, Mr. Speaker, will be touched to the tune of $594,000. Out of this, Mr. Speaker, out of this 2012-2013 amount, and unlike last year, Mr. Speaker, the National Tennis Center will receive a subvention of $110,000. Also noteworthy, Mr. Speaker, is the retention in the estimates of the $300,000 subvention for SSI, Sports St. Lucia Incorporated, Mr. Speaker. And I'm certain, Mr. Speaker, that the present board of SSI will put these $300,000 to good use and ensure that there will never again, Mr. Speaker, at least under my watch, be a disruption in the electricity services at the Boseju Cricket Facility. This, Mr. Speaker, these amounts will be supplemented by the ongoing program of the St. Lucia National Lotteries Authority, where, Mr. Speaker, financial assistance is provided to youth and sports organizations across the country. Mr. Speaker, I will now focus on matters pertinent to my constituency. Mr. Speaker, except for a few pre-election projects, Denry North did not receive much from the previous administration. And this may have been due, Mr. Speaker, in part Maybe to the prodigal tendencies of my predecessor, parliamentary representative, I don't know. But at the end of the day, Mr. Speaker, Denry North did not receive much. The constituency of Denry North, Mr. Speaker, has a rich history. From serving as a sanctuary for runaway slaves, to highly fertile lands, to scenic mountain tops, Mr. Speaker, the consequence has been a people militant in defense of what is right and what is just. A people known for their industriousness, Mr. Speaker. A people known for their resilience and strength. I am proud, Mr. Speaker, to be a son of that constituency. Mr. Speaker, the trust of the people of Denry North in government, Mr. Speaker, was destroyed. And now I've been given a mandate to repair that trust and confidence in the institution of government. Now is the time, Mr. Speaker, for us in Denry North to pick up the broken pieces. Now is the time for us to get our community back on track towards a brighter future, Mr. Speaker, not only for a few, but for every man, woman, and child, irrespective of political affiliation or social standing. Estival. Sean for everybody. Mr. Speaker, of interest to my constituency is a program contained on page 504 in the estimates under the Ministry of Finance. Program or project title, Constituency Development Program. Under the Constituency Development Program, Mr. Speaker, funded to the tune of $10 million, Mr. Speaker, I am expecting a number of our issues in Denry North, Mr. Speaker, to be resolved. I am expecting, Mr. Speaker, under the Constituency Development Program, for us to be able, Mr. Speaker, to address some of the issues that do not necessarily have to be referred to central government, Mr. Speaker, for undertaking. The footpaths, Mr. Speaker, the drains, Mr. Speaker, and other forms of infrastructure and other areas of development. The Water Sector Rehabilitation Program, Mr. Speaker, Water Sector Rehab and Improvement Project under the Ministry of Finance, as contained on page 504, Mr. Speaker, funded to the tune of $15,251,827, Mr. Speaker, is of particular importance to me and the constituents of Denry North. Mr. Speaker, my campaign in the elections was heavily predicated on the Labour Party's ability to deliver a safe and reliable water supply to the people of Denry North. Mr. Speaker, I understand that the water wars won't be solved overnight, but I am encouraged by the allocation in the estimates as it relates to water sector rehab and improvement. The process, I understand, Mr. Speaker, cannot be completed in the short term, but at least we can begin to see some movement, Mr. Speaker, by way of provisions in the estimates as far as water rehabilitation and improvement is concerned. But my people, Mr. Speaker, they need relief, and they need relief at the soonest. The problem is particularly acute, Mr. Speaker, in Austin Hill in Denny River, Mont Panache, Dubonnet, Olio, Belmont, sections of Grand Ravine, Mr. Speaker, and also in Tamazo. Mr. Speaker, there is a particular program under the Ministry of Finance contained on page 504, of which no reference, or should I say, Mr. Speaker, no member before me, Mr. Speaker, made reference to the Northeast Quadrant feasibility study into the North-South Highway. Mr. Speaker, I am particularly interested in this particular program, funded to the tune of $1 $86,760. My understanding, Mr. Speaker, and let me just say that it has been drawn to my attention that the quadrant development concept was one that existed long before independence. And as a result, Mr. Speaker, who should get credit for the concept. But in any event, Mr. Speaker, the feasibility study into the North-South Highway means much to me and the people of Denry North. My understanding of this particular concept, Mr. Speaker, is that the government will be conducting a study to determine, Mr. Speaker, how feasible, how possible it is to construct a highway, Mr. Speaker, from Lima, which politically belongs to Denry South, Mr. Speaker, but Lima's DNA would point to strong cultural and geographic ties to Denry North or the Mabuya Valley, Mr. Speaker. And so I believe I can speak with a certain degree of authority on anything that happens in Lima. Lima, Mr. Speaker, is what in Creole we'd call an ajoutement to Denry South, but they really belong to Denry North, the residents of Lima. Mr. Speaker, I'm hoping that the feasibility study will, Mr. Speaker, point to a need for this highway, and I'm hoping that the construction of the highway, Mr. Speaker, will bring about the expansion, both in terms of economic activities and demographics for the constituency of Denry North. Mr. Speaker, on page 504 of the estimates under the Ministry of Finance, there is an allocation of $1,192,785 for retaining walls. Mr. Speaker, my constituency, Denry North, is one of the constituencies, Mr. Speaker, that was almost decimated by Hurricane Thomas. And today, Mr. Speaker, there are a number of communities that are in need of retaining walls to salvage government property as well as private property. There is a need, Mr. Speaker, for a wall in Olio next to the Henrys. And this wall, Mr. Speaker, if not constructed anytime soon, might very well compromise the road up in Olio, and government may have to spend twice the amount that has been estimated. There's a gentleman by the name of Erd, Mr. Speaker. His house is on the fret because, Mr. Speaker, as I said, there's been no rehabilitation work done in that area where a landslide, Mr. Speaker, almost resulted in the loss of lives during Hurricane Thomas. The rehabilitation of major drains, Mr. Speaker, under the Ministry of Agriculture, page 500 of the estimates, Mr. Speaker, that program, rehabilitation of major drains, is funded to the tune of $750,000. Mr. Speaker, I don't want to sound greedy, Mr. Speaker, but based on my needs assessment, I am inclined to believe, Mr. Speaker, that at least half this amount, Mr. Speaker, should be, Mr. Speaker, objectively channeled to the constituency of Denry North. Mr. Speaker, the banana fields in Grand Ravine, Mr. Speaker, require drainage. And Mr. Speaker, since Thomas, we've seen an increase, Mr. Speaker, in the water retention capacities of those fields. I'm hoping that with the concerted effort being made, Mr. Speaker, to fight the black Sikatoka disease, that drainage, Mr. Speaker, will remain as a necessary prerequisite in order to successfully fight off the disease. And it is in that context, I believe, Mr. Speaker, that at least half that amount should be channeled to my constituency. Mr. Speaker, the acquisition of SLBC in the Mabuya Valley, $3.27 million, as contained on page 500 in the estimates under the Ministry of Agriculture. I've noted, Mr. Speaker, the inclusion of this particular program in the estimates, and Mr. Speaker, I'm hoping that when government finally acquires the land, I understand, Mr. Speaker, that it is going to be national asset, and as a result, people from all pocket communities in St. Lucia would have a right to access those lands. But I'm hoping that, Mr. Speaker, at least on the basis of geographic proximity, the people of Denry North will, Mr. Speaker, enjoy their fair share as far as the subdivision or the leasing of those lands are concerned. Mr. Speaker, the silting of rivers and drains, page 502, under the Ministry of Infrastructure, $5 million. Mr. Speaker, that program has already started in my ministry, and I want to thank immensely, Mr. Speaker, the Minister for Infrastructure for acceding to my request, Mr. Speaker, and distilting the Denyerivia River in its entirety, Mr. Speaker, in a few short months after assuming office. As I said, the Denyerivia River has been distilted, Mr. Speaker, and I await the intervention of the Ministry to do likewise on the Grand Ravine River, Mr. Speaker, and the Grand Ravine River, particularly in the vicinity of the Tamazo Bridge. Mr. Speaker, community and agricultural feeder roads, page 502 in the estimates under the Ministry of Infrastructure, in excess of $15 million. Mr. Speaker, again, I do not want to sound greedy or unreasonable, but I expect, Mr. Speaker, a significant chunk of that amount, Mr. Speaker, to be channeled to my constituency. Mr. Speaker, the Grand Ravine to Belmont Road, that link road, Mr. Speaker, has been immotorable, Mr. Speaker, for the better part of 3 years. The Lapel Road, Mr. Speaker, is in a deplorable condition. The Belmont Road needs rehabilitation. Work started prior to the elections, Mr. Speaker, on the Tilarissus Road. Work started on the Tilarissus Road, Mr. Speaker. But what baffled many of us in Denry North, Mr. Speaker, was the timing of the commencement of that project, Mr. Speaker. But that did not do the trick, Mr. Speaker, because the people, Mr. Speaker, of Denry North are a lot more politically savvy today than they were a couple decades ago. But that road, Mr. Speaker, the drainage has been completed, and Mr. Speaker, I'm hoping that out of the 15 plus million allocated to community and agriculture feeder roads, that the good minister will surface the Tilarissus Road, Mr. Speaker, in quick time. The Gadet Road, Mr. Speaker, work is ongoing on the Gadet Road, and I expect, Mr. Speaker, the contractors, of course, through the Ministry of Infrastructure, to bring this project to completion later this year. The Austin Hill Road too, Mr. Speaker, from my understanding, several contracts had already been signed for that during the tenure of the previous administration, but there has been no movement whatsoever, Mr. Speaker, on the Austin Hill to Mardi Gras Road. It has been brought to the attention of the engineers of the ministry, and again, Mr. Speaker, I expect the Minister for Infrastructure to make good on this particular road and give the Austin Hill people what they deserve. The Olamon Road linking Grand Rivière to Mont Panache, Mr. Speaker, that road too is in need of attention, and again, Mr. Speaker, the engineers have assessed the road condition, and I expect that sometime soon, Mr. Speaker, the ministry will provide assistance and relief to the residents of Alemon in Grand Rivière. Mr. Speaker, bridges and culverts. Bridges and culverts under the Ministry of Infrastructure, funded to the tune of $13,375,000, as contained on page 502 of the estimates. Mr. Speaker, yesterday I listened to the Minister for Infrastructure, and he has given a commitment that the Ministry will undertake, Mr. Speaker, to repair the Tamazo Bridge and the Grand Rivière Bridge as matters of priority for his ministry. And this, Mr. Speaker, is news that the people of Denry North would welcome. Mr. Speaker, I know I've asked for a lot, or I'm expecting a lot from the Ministry of Infrastructure, but no need is more pressing than the construction of the Dubonnet Bridge in Grand Rivière, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I am prepared to forego all of what I've asked from the Ministry of Infrastructure just to ensure, Mr. Speaker, that the Dubonnet Bridge has is done during this financial year. Mr. Speaker, member, again, I don't know if it was...
Honourable Member, you have 15 minutes left.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
To conclude.
Mr. Speaker, again, I don't know if It was an election ploy, but a contract, Mr. Speaker, was signed prior to the elections to the tune of $249,000 for that bridge. I've been informed that this figure has been revised and the bridge is going to cost a lot less than what was previously estimated some months ago. And as a result, Mr. Speaker, I am expecting that the Ministry of Infrastructure will undertake to construct that bridge in Dibone, leading to what we call Soaks Hill in Dibone, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the Community Access Program is also of interest to the people of Denry North. Funded to the tune of $663,000. Mr. Speaker, I believe the time has come for Denry North to get its fair share of the internet or IT pie. We will look, Mr. Speaker, to, with the assistance of the Ministry of the Public Service, set up hotspots at Larisus, Denier Riviere, Grand Ravine, Olio, Mr. Speaker, and Despin. Mr. Speaker, the rehabilitation of community centers under the Ministry of Social Transformation. Ministry for Social Transformation, Mr. Speaker, on page 507, funded to the tune of $427,000. With this amount, Mr. Speaker, with this amount in the estimates, I can expect the intervention of the Ministry, Mr. Speaker, of Social Transformation to refurbish, Mr. Speaker, excuse me, Mr. Speaker, rehabilitation of community centers. Yes, Mr. Speaker. I'm expecting the intervention of the Ministry for Social Transformation, Mr. Speaker, to refurbish the only, Mr. Speaker, the only community center in Denry North. And that is, Mr. Speaker, the community center at Larisus. Approximately 7 years ago, Mr. Speaker, an assessment of the building was made. And the technical persons, Mr. Speaker, were in a dilemma, Mr. Speaker, as to whether they should demolish the building or they should look to strengthen. 7 years ago, Mr. Speaker, they decided that they were going to reinforce the building with some columns, Mr. Speaker, but I think the time has come for us to once again critically examine the usefulness of this facility to the people of Denry North. The structural integrity, Mr. Speaker, I think has been called into question once again. Mr. Speaker, social transformation, development of Northern Region cemeteries. I don't know the demarcation, Mr. Speaker, as far as this program is concerned. But, Mr. Speaker, I have placed Denry North in the Northern Region. And with this program, sponsored to the tune of $300,000, Mr. Speaker. This program, Mr. Speaker, will quite apart from looking after the maintenance and general upkeep of cemeteries, Mr. Speaker, I'm hoping that from the $300,000, Mr. Speaker, an amount will be allocated to streamlining the operations and management of the cemetery in my constituency at Larisus. Mr. Speaker, I have been, Mr. Speaker, informed that the Larisus Cemetery, Mr. Speaker, is second, Mr. Speaker, only to the Shock Cemetery as far as high burial fees or exorbitant burial fees are concerned, Mr. Speaker, and my people can do with some relief as far as this is concerned. Mr. Speaker, NICE, National Initiative to Create Employment. Mr. Speaker, the number of projects that we're looking to undertake in Denry North that would, Mr. Speaker, help alleviate the unemployment situation as it relates to Denry North. In Grand Riviere, we're looking at the drainage works, Mr. Speaker, at Dubonnet, near Eliud. Drainage works, Mr. Speaker, Upper Mont Panache, linked to Alemon. Completion of Tomazo footpath. Drainage works Upper Rose Tavern. Footpaths from Swithin Cox to Menda. At Richford, Mr. Speaker, we're looking at drainage works, road works, school property, down to David, to top residents, and so on, Mr. Speaker, next to Lynette. Drainage works behind the constituency office, Mr. Speaker, down to the swamp. In Grand Ravine, Mr. Speaker, we're looking at road works along the main road from Heliga to Sofia to the Mombellis, Mr. Speaker. a concrete road from Heliga to Sofia, as I alluded to, quite apart from the drainage, but they need a concrete road there, Mr. Speaker. A footpath from Leonard's Abbott, Mr. Speaker, to a section of Grand Ravine referred to as Plywood City. Footpath, Mr. Speaker, also, Mr. Speaker, next to the phone booth. In Denyer River, Mr. Speaker, drainage and footpath works from Merlin to Vitalin up to Austin Hill. Footpath by Damien. Completion of Gillette, or opposite the bakery, Mr. Speaker, a footpath which was started by the previous administration, Mr. Speaker. We will undertake to complete that to link that particular section of the Denyer River to Austin Hill. We're going to undertake also, Mr. Speaker, drainage works along the road from Conrad Jalim to Meme. We are also, Mr. Speaker, going to undertake drainage works along the road from Eli to the playing field. We also, Mr. Speaker, will undertake drainage works in former Wissent along Sherry to the school road and up, Mr. Speaker, to the area next to Lucia. In Garnet, Mr. Speaker, we need to undertake drainage works near Aubrey's residence. And, Mr. Speaker, footpaths and drainage works will continue, Mr. Speaker, in areas such as Lapel, Larissus, Despin, and Olion. We are going to look, Mr. Speaker, to constructing footpath, Mr. Speaker, behind the post office down to the Albertese. We're going to look at Monfue, Mr. Speaker, for a footpath as well. And also, Mr. Speaker, a footpath opposite Munton to provide relief for the residents in that pocket of the community. Mr. Speaker, in closing, let me say that politics, I've been told, is funny. But I'm beginning, Mr. Speaker, to see how funny it is. I never imagined, Mr. Speaker, as I followed the debates from my house and the walls of the Clinton Mason Memorial Secondary School where I taught, Mr. Speaker, a few months ago, that the man who postured, Mr. Speaker, as Mr. Invincible could in less than 6 months be brought down, Mr. Speaker, in a figurative sense, to his knees to request assistance for his playing fields. And I refer to the member for Castries office. But luckily for him, Mr. Speaker, luckily for him, Mr. Speaker, and his colleagues on the other side, I belong to the St. Lucia Labour Party. We do not subscribe to victimization. And if, Mr. Speaker, his requests are not met, it would be a major, Mr. Speaker, breach of the confidence of the youth of Bexon and by extension, the young people of St. Lucia. Mr. Speaker, I want to thank you. I want to thank members for giving me the opportunity to make a contribution to the debate on the estimates. And more importantly, Mr. Speaker, I want to once again thank the good people of Denry North for having reposed their confidence in me to represent their interest in the Parliament of St. Lucia. I thank you.
Honourable Member for Shrizel.